I'm going to be speaking to you today about soil quality assessment, trying to open the minds to a different view of soil. A little bit of background, soil quality assessment and interpretation was a course that I developed a couple of years ago to focus on soil quality and soil health parameters and issues on conservation agriculture and management practices. This is a senior level, split with graduate students as well. Attempt is to integrate hands-on activities, demonstrations, laboratory activities, along with traditional exams, writing assignments, and presentations. Our students at Arkansas State University tend to cling on to traditional, conventional agricultural management methods, and they have a difficult time accepting conservation agriculture management ideas. So we decided to do some pre and post surveys, as well as some focus groups, in the fall of 2016 to better understand our student thinking, what their attitudes are towards soil conservation and soil quality, and evaluate their attitudes to this particular teaching style and methods in this course. So in that semester, we had about two-thirds of the students were undergraduate students, mostly seniors with a couple of juniors, and about a third graduate students, predominantly a male-dominated course. About two-thirds had a farming background, either had grown up on the farm or had worked on a farm. And we also looked at where our students are from. Close to 80% of them are from the Delta region of Arkansas, with maybe 10-15% from other areas of the United States, as well as some non-U.S. Demographics. Just to give you an idea of where the Delta region is located, it's in there are portions of it in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, basically along the Mississippi River, very flat topography. The larger map of the United States is an irrigation use map. You can see that highlighted area with a cutout. We are a very intensive irrigation area, most of that coming from groundwater. We grow a lot of rice. Arkansas is the number one rice producing state in the country. We still grow a bunch of cotton, soybean, corn, and we grow it on flat ground that has been tilled and tilled and retilled. Lots of tillage going on in this region, especially for the rice production areas. Lots of tillage. So at the beginning of the course, I wanted to get an idea of the kinds of things that the students are thinking about. So I asked them, basically, thumbs up, thumbs down, what is your attitude towards this term? The first one here, organic agriculture. The majority of my students in that class have a negative feeling towards organic agriculture. The majority have a negative feeling towards biodynamic agriculture. A negative feeling towards holistic management. Really? You don't like holistic management? When it comes to terms like conservation agriculture and soil health management, very positive feelings towards those. Integrated farming, the majority have a positive attitude, but still some negative. Agroecology, some negative connotation to that. Sustainable agriculture. Who doesn't want sustainable agriculture? Well, about 10% of my students don't like that idea. So right from the beginning, you see that there's a challenge ahead of us. In this class, we've got a challenge. There's a lot of misconceptions about what these terms mean and what they mean for agriculture. So uphill battle all the way. At the same time, I asked them to rank or to rate on a scale of 1 to 5 different management practices for profitability and for soil health. The trend line that you see there is not a statistical trend line. It's just there to give us some perspective of what's going on with this data. This is all qualitative data. And I want to point out a couple of different things. So I asked them about the importance of integrating crops and livestock on profitability and soil health. So each of these questions has two components. Is it important for profitability on the farm, and is it important for soil health? And two things I want to point out here. In every pair of questions, they ranked soil health being more important than that management practice on profitability. The other thing that's interesting to note is that as we go to higher rankings, those seem to be the management practices that they're more familiar with. They've seen them. They've got a little bit more experience with that. Maybe not on their own farm, but maybe a neighbor had seen those. And so crop rotation is a very common practice. If you're growing rice, you are growing soybean. If you're growing corn, you're also growing soybean. In Arkansas alone, we grow 3 million acres of soybean every year, and about 1 million acres of rice. So there's a lot of crop rotation going on. Animal manures. We are also a very high poultry production state. A lot of animal manures are being applied to our fields. Cover crops, much less. No tillage, even less. And integrating crops and livestock, very, very little. So as they become more familiar with these ideas, they tend to be ranking them higher. The red bars are the end of semester post survey, and as you can see, I failed. I was not able to influence them so much in terms of these practices and the importance of these practices, of these management practices on farm profitability and on soil health. But the same trend, the same order as it was at the beginning of the semester. However, this is blue bars are the pre-survey, red bars the post-survey. When I asked them about soil and crop production properties and how important they were for profitable row crop production in Arkansas, I actually did make some headway. I was able to have some influence on them. When it came to reducing irrigation, they're starting to get the idea that if we do reduce irrigation, we could have more profitable agriculture. It costs money to irrigate. They don't think that way. In Arkansas, we don't pay for water. We pay to pump water out of the ground. Increasing infiltration rates, they're in the middle. They learned that they need to get water into the ground. If the water flows off the surface and doesn't ever get into the ground, it's lost water. It's lost money. So even though their perspectives on management practices did not change, their perspectives on the importance of the properties in the soil or the properties of management practices like reducing irrigation or reducing herbicides and pesticides, that was impactful. So there is some learning taking place. But they haven't got to that next level of what is it that causes those things to actually change. In this course, as I mentioned, we do a lot of integrative activities. We do a rainfall simulation. We spend the last 4 weeks of class in the lab, where they go to their farm and they get soils from their farm and they bring it into class, and they do soil health analyses, aggregate stability, active carbon, soil organic matter, and test their very own soils. We also have exams. We have a couple of different writing assignments, from short 1 or 2 page papers to the dreaded 5 to 7 page paper. We do use the book Building Soils for Better Crops. And so I asked them at the end of the semester, what activities did you enjoy in this course? They, as a ranking from 1 to 8, 8 being the most enjoyable, 1 being the least enjoyable. This is a mean rank of 37 students, mean rank for the rainfall simulator demonstration was 6, and the 5 to 7 page paper on a soil management topic, you probably could have ranked these without ever taking the class, but yes, they did not enjoy writing the paper. The midterm came in just ahead of writing the paper. But the top two, the rainfall simulator demonstration and doing the soil lab analyses from their own farm, were ranked 1 and 2. So then I asked them to self-rate or self-rank how much they learned from these activities. And once again, the rainfall simulator demonstration and lab analysis were 1 and 2. The paper on soil management practice was 8, least enjoyable. But what's interesting, and I think most of us know this, is that our students in agriculture are studying agriculture because they enjoy doing stuff. They enjoy being outside. They enjoy using their hands. The rainfall demonstration was an outdoor activity. The lab analysis was an indoor activity, but it was in the laboratory, and they were doing analyses that they had been outside to collect their own soils to do. And then when asked which activity was your aha moment where you went, wow, that totally changed what I thought, 80% stated that the rainfall simulator demonstration did that for them. And if you have not seen that rainfall simulator demonstration, you can look it up on YouTube, NRCS. It's all over YouTube with NRCS. For our students, or for our agricultural region, soil crusting and sealing is a big deal. And so seeing that, having a bare soil and seeing that seal within a couple of minutes and seeing that water run off the soil and not actually get into the soil is very impactful. We also conducted focus groups with this class. And the focus group in there, what came out from the focus group was the students really enjoyed the rainfall simulation. I asked them, what did you enjoy the most? It was the rainfall simulation. In the focus group, that was reinforced. The students want more time in the lab and in the field. And a couple of quotes from different students. I didn't realize how important good soil actually is. We need more conversation on the business aspects of these practices. This is not an ag business course, but the dollar is what speaks to them. And this being such a big rice production area, need to talk more about how to do no-tillage and cover crops in rice. So what are we going to do? We're going to do more rainfall simulation. Absolutely, we're going to do more rainfall simulation. We're going to continue doing soils lab analysis. We're going to do more of it. We're going to work to find other inexpensive and time-sensitive analyses that we can do in the lab so that they can then have more experience seeing their soils and comparing that to the soils that their other students are bringing in from their farms. And then talking about the management practices that they're using and how those compare. We're going to spend more time in the field. What we've noticed is that what they're familiar with, they're not afraid of. So we need to get them out into the field and see cattle grazing on row crop ground. We need to get them out there to see high residue cover crop production. We need to get them out there to see farmers planting in cover crop that's chest high, so they're not as afraid of these practices. And with 1 million acres of rice in Arkansas, we've got to work on providing them more experience with no-tillage and cover crops in rice. We've just recently started a new project funded by Arkansas NRCS to focus on management practices, specifically no-tillage and cover crops in rice production. Specifically, we're going to focus on row irrigated rice, which is a new concept coming in from southeast Missouri and northeast Arkansas. And then, of course, we'll continue to show them data from research projects that we have ongoing. For student success, understanding our students better will help us to be better teachers, effect change, have better agricultural systems, and have a more sustainable agriculture. I'd like to acknowledge that our focus group scenario was partially funded by our USDA NIFA, Non-Land Grant Colleges of Agriculture Program, and the Office of Behavioral Research and Education supported our focus groups. Thank you.
There's one burning question, and then we have to get on to the business meeting for the division.
Nice talk, thank you for that. I was just wondering, you said your students were they're senior level and graduate level students. So I'm wondering, is this the first course at Arkansas or Arkansas State where they're looking at sustainability, holistic management, and agricultural systems? Like, have they not heard of these things before? Any earlier courses?
At Arkansas State University, we have a very aging faculty that is holding on to a lot of these traditional concepts. And so really, you have me. I teach introductory soils, and I introduce those concepts, but then they have weed management and disease management and crop production, all from very aging and traditional agricultural professors. Who, by the way, this year we have three of them retiring.
The iron is hot.
Yes.
Thank you.